With the presidential primaries around the corner, candidates are crisscrossing the country trying to make sure America knows who they are and what they're about. So for the past couple of weeks, we've been exploring who the candidates are from the ground up, how they're perceived in their home states. And today, we explore the hometown take on GOP presidential candidate Duncan Hunter. Here's what we do know. Hunter is serving his 14th term in Congress, and he's the highest-ranking Republican on the House Armed Services Committee. He's from San Diego, and he's made illegal immigration a major part of his campaign. But I'd be willing to wager that most of you out there don't know a whole lot more about this presidential candidate. So here to fix that is John Moralius, political reporter for the San Diego Union-Tribune. Hey, John.
Good morning.
How is Duncan Hunter perceived in San Diego? Do San Diegans think that Duncan Hunter doesn't have a chance in the race for the White House?
In a word, yes. I don't know anybody who does. I think most people, even his supporters, view this as something of a lark. It was a very sudden decision. I mean, he'd never talked about running for president, so far as I know.
Hmm.
And just all of a sudden, one day about a year ago, at a very, very hastily arranged event, announced that he wasn't going to run for re-election and was going to run for president instead.
If we're a relatively educated American voter who plans on voting in the GOP primary, what do we need to know about Duncan Hunter that we might not already, about his platform?
Well, actually, probably his signature issues, aside from the border fence and immigration, are national defense and trade. He has sort of a blue-collar populist streak in him. He's very economic conservative, social conservative, but he kind of runs afoul of the local business community, or at least a lot of it, because of his very strong opposition to most trade agreements. He voted against NAFTA. Every campaign speech is devoted heavily to trade with China. And his contention that the Chinese are engaging in unfair trading practices, and this seems to be sort of a personal obsession with Hunter, if you will, because I haven't heard any of the other candidates even talk about trade with China.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, until the Democrats regained control of Congress, he was chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, and so he's been very influential on defense policy over the years.
And San Diego is a military town, we should point out.
Yes, not as much as it used to be. I think, the military probably some decades ago was probably the backbone of the local economy. And given population growth and new industries, tourism is more of a dominant industry by now than the military, but there's still a very strong military presence.
Speaking of the military, Mike Huckabee, another GOP candidate, has suggested that if he were to win the nomination, he might appoint, if he were to win the presidency, rather, he would appoint Duncan Hunter as Secretary of Defense. Have you heard that?
Yes, I did. People run for president for a lot of reasons other than really being convinced they're going to be president, and developing a somewhat higher profile is one of them.
And you could see that being a good fit? You could see that being something he might be interested in?
Well, it's hard to say. I don't see why he wouldn't. It's very much in keeping with his interest and his background.
How has he been perceived at home as a congressman? He's been reelected several times. Has he delivered for his district?
I think on balance you'd have to say he has. His district is actually east of San Diego now, after the latest redistricting. So it's very, very conservative territory. So, he fits his district quite well.
Do you expect him to go the distance, or do you anticipate him dropping out anytime soon? What's his funding like? What's his war chest like?
Minimal. And he keeps a very light campaign schedule in terms of public appearances, which, he gets to goes to all the debates and all the candidate forums, but beyond that, he has a rather light campaign schedule, which tells me he has to husband his resources just to be able to afford his plane fare. As I indicated earlier, running for president is a pretty good soapbox for these people. And whether he would want to stay in at least until the California primary. There are several more debates coming up. Wouldn't surprise me, even if he doesn't appear to be going anywhere in the early states.
Lastly, as a political reporter on the ground, what can you reveal to us about Duncan Hunter that we don't know? That something that only a political reporter on the ground in California would be able to tell us about Duncan Hunter, some deep, dark secrets. I don't know if he has any, but some weird personal hygiene, nervous twitches, favorite snacks, anything you've picked up?
Well, I mean, he's an avid outdoorsman.
Is he?
He loves to go hunting. That's his favorite thing to do in the whole world. And, you know.
Not Mitt Romney style. Like, he really does go hunting.
Oh, yeah. And hunting is not something that interests me. But people I know who've gone on trips with him say he's great fun to be around. They just sort of agree at the beginning of the weekend, okay, we're not going to talk politics.
We're just going to shoot stuff.
Very engaging guy, and he's a lot of fun to be around under those circumstances.
Is he good with the press?
He sort of blows hot and cold. I've always gotten along very well with him, but he's been known to just get mad at somebody for whatever reason and refuse to talk to them for a while.
Ooh, he holds a grudge.
He's been known to.
John Morelius, political reporter for the San Diego Union-Tribune. Thanks very much for illuminating us about GOP presidential candidate Duncan Hunter.
It's my pleasure.
Take care.
Thank you.